Last week, a storm front across the Midwest generated 50-plus tornadoes that tore through cities on a stretch of hundreds of miles. In one segment, a radio reporter asked the mayor of an Indiana town that had been ravaged the night before if she thought the tornadoes were the result of climate change. This is what the news media considers a fair question these days. Point to a hurricane or a flood or a snowstorm or a tornado and ask if we think these were the spawn of global warming. The mayor, probably expecting questions more on the line of emergency response, muttered something to the effect that the weather sure is changing. Give me a break, hey? If liberal reporters keep asking Chicken Littles if the sky is falling, before long we'll all start to push back. Was that thunderstorm last night another example of climate change? Or is this question just the media's way of making the point that, yeah, Virginia, climate change is real? It sure isn't science, and it sure isn't any kind of proof. So why not just ask the mayor, who probably doesn't have a degree in climatology or even meteorology, what her city is going to do to deal with the devastation on the ground and leave the genesis of tornadic mayhem to the experts. But I do wonder why the fake news media doesn't occasionally ask Trump if his tweet storms might be related to rising temperatures. Not only the frequency, but the volatility seem correlated to increasing investigations and accusations. Maybe political scientists don't have a force rating, but lately they seem like F5s that wreak major violence across the internet. Global warming? I think we know the answer to that. Every day, every week, every month for the past 30, we've witnessed a growing frequency of tweets and rants and fist-pounding that is record-setting. And as you know, inconvenient truth or not, statistics don't lie. The White House is heating up at an alarming rate. Its own insular bubble of greenhouse toxic gases spewing more venom than cows fart methane. Who knows when the place will blow sky high? Who knows if the walls will buckle and melt? We're in uncharted territory, and if the scientists are right, there's very little time to turn this disaster around. Existential crisis? Oh, yeah. Go ask Chicken Little.